Welcome, Photon Warriors. Commence strategic maneuvers at audible command signal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
And welcome back again. Pathetic fanboys, welcome back to Movies Hate You, the Movies Hate You show, sponsored by bmovie.com, b-movie.com. Mr. Ree, are you here in the studio, you little crap head?
Who you calling little?
Yeah. How
yo,
are
yo,
you, sir?
Yo.
Our one and only
our one and only
DVD reviewer, the best DVD reviewer in the world.
Or the slowest, whichever. We don't know.
And the slowest, too. Well, that, you know, best doesn't mean fast all the time. Mr. Ree, a.k.a. Peterson Lee. Or is that Lee Peterson?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Call me anything
anyway,
you want.
Forget you. This is the Movies Hate You show. And who are we sponsored by, Mr. Ree?
Oh, gosh, I think that would probably be bmovies.com.
Hi. You got to do it like this. Sponsored by bmovies.com, where you can find the best in exploitation cinema.
I've been trying to train Mr. Ree to speak like that.
That's what you need to do.
I got to take radio lessons.
That's okay. I can help you out.
Hello.
Look, just go visit the site. I promise boobs, and I promise gore, and I promise good prices. What more do you want in life? I know Griff will be there after hearing that. Come on.
Griff's right here with us. He's in
That's
the studio.
Right. Get him over to bmovie.com.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he goes there.
I was sent from the UK office of bmovie.com.
Hey, Griff, do you go to bmovies.com?
I've been there a couple of times.
All right. What about you, Tim?
Very angry email from the UK office of, yes. Of bmovie.com. They said, we're not saying the words bmovie.com enough on the air, Mr.
Well, Tim wants more midgets, he says.
Bmovie.com?
Do they have midgets there?
Maybe don't work.
Exactly. We've got a zoo crew here. Is that what they call it in the business, Todd?
It is.
Mm. That's fine. You know what we're going to do this whole episode? Mr. Ree and I are going to figure out the difference between Keith David and David Keith. It's one of the longest running mysteries in Hollywood. Mr. Ree, are you ready?
I think, you know, I'm sure the answer is not black and white. So
now, what are you talking about? Now, that's not what I heard we were going to do on this show. We didn't.
That's right. You know, speaking of black, in honor of Black History Month, which begins right about now in this time period, we're going to have a special guest on. A special guest coming back to finish a show that I flubbed because I kept talking to Mr. Ree for 40 minutes and only gave our special guest 20 minutes of time to do her shtick. And it is the lovely, beautiful Miss or Mrs., we don't know, Leah Love.
Hello.
From the Erotic Rhetoric Show right here on Jackalope, heard every day, 24 hours a day in your archives. When does your show air, Leah Love?
Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Right now, Eastern Standard Time, as a matter of fact.
Right now on Sunday night when Movies Hate You airs?
Whoops.
Are you trying to tell my loyal listeners that this show is pre-recorded and not live?
No, I. You know what? I'm actually in Germany, and so everything's screwed up for me right now.
Ah, especially the toilet habits. Now, you are back to finish a show we began a few weeks ago that I blew it, and I'm sorry. This will be your third appearance on the Movies Hate You show, the show that spawned your show.
Correct.
You are my spinoff. Mr. Ree's spinoff.
Lord.
Let's get down to business. What was the topic again? I kind of forgot, Miss Leah. Is it Miss or Mrs. Leah Love? Like, who's Mr. Love? I want to meet this guy.
You actually can just say that broad. That broad Leah Love.
That broad.
Correct.
That broad. Have you stopped donating to the Susan J. Komen Race for the Cure after the events of this week?
You know, interesting that you say that, because I actually do donate to a breast cancer society that also uses the color pink, and I wrote them to their customer service and asked them, because I wasn't sure if they were affiliated with Susan G. Komen.
What do you think they're going to say? No, of course we're not.
No, they're not, because pink is the universal sign for breast cancer awareness. But interestingly enough, they wrote me this very passionate letter explaining that, you know, because I think they've received that question before. So the Leah Love's Erotic Rhetoric show will no longer promote the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
And if you want to know why that is, then just use that thing called Google and find out what the
Googles. The Googles on the internet.
Use the Googles to find the boobles and find out what despicable things the Susan J. Korean
G.
What is it called now? That thing about the breast stuff, when the breasts go bad and they have to cut one off and then your date is lopsided. That thing. When that happens, these people called the Susan J. Komen company, they will give money to get a new breast on your girlfriend's left side or right side, whichever side you prefer. Right? Is that true? Hey, if it has to do with boobs, I know the people listening to this show, the fine, astute listeners will be interested.
Me too.
You too. What are you here? Are you here to talk about breast cancer awareness?
No, I'm not, Mr. Ree. Sorry, is this Mr. Ree?
This we're going to call the Unfinished Business episode.
Okay, top 10 films that would benefit from having a sex scene.
Oh, that's right. And if I recall, the last time you were on, what did we get to, like, number 7? We're going from 10 to 1.
Yeah, I think it was number 6.
And we got to number 6, okay.
Yeah.
If I recall, are we going to do 10 through 6 again then? I guess we have to, right?
You want a recap?
Just a real quick recap. You can do that.
Quick recap. We could do a recap, yes. Mr. Ree, are you with us? I just want to make sure.
I'm putting on my recap right now.
Okay, good. So if I remember correctly, and call me self-centered, but the only one I seem to remember is number 10 was a slight at me and my tiny little micro label called Wild Eye Releasing. You had said the film Goth Kill by my good friend J.J. Connolly.
Yes.
Who's a big, bad, tough biker dude, by the way. So be careful what you say, Leah Love, about this movie. That Goth Kill could benefit from a sex scene or two or three or four or five.
Well, especially because Julia's in it, Mistress Julia.
You don't expect Mistress Julia to do a sex scene for the paltry budget of an independent film, did you?
Helen Hunt just did.
In an independent film?
Correct.
Bankrolled by Harvey Weinstein, I'm sure. You know, like when they let's really think about the word independent when we throw it around.
We so carelessly throw around independent.
Yeah, well, I mean, would Helen Hunt be in a $30,000 independent film? I don't know.
I think she's just in on the back end.
Yeah, I bet she is. And she's you say she's nude in it.
She's full frontal in The Surrogate, yes.
She's full frontal.
Correct.
But not full backle. Because you said backle.
Is that even a word?
Yeah, it is now.
Wow.
We're all about the semantics around here, man.
I guess that's true.
They got semantics over there in Kansas City, Todd?
We have semantics, some Asians, some Hispanics.
Do you have any anti-semantics?
No.
Okay, good. Because that's one thing we're not here, is anti-Semantic. Mr. Ree, would you agree?
No, I'm not going near that.
The hell with all of you. Okay, so number 10 is Goth Kill, a movie worth seeing without the sex scenes. That's the great thing about it. But we'll just skip over that one. Okay, number 9?
Zombie Bloodbath?
Ah, yes, Zombie Bloodbath. That could have used more gore, you said?
Oh, no, more sex.
More sex. Now, I thought the director got naked in that movie. No? Am I thinking of something else?
No, that was Zombie Bloodbath 2, Rage of the Undead.
Gotcha. Okay. Does that need more sex?
Lots more.
Okay. So if it's ever remade, let's say, we're gonna throw some sex scenes in there.
Well, I heard Harvey Weinstein has already optioned it.
He's Semantic, right?
Yes, he's Semantic.
Okay. So Zombie Bloodbath 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, is on that's crammed into number 9 slot. Okay, number 8.
Goblin.
Okay, Goblin. The band from Italy who did the Dawn of the Dead soundtrack? Or the film Goblin?
Yeah, it's the film Goblin.
What's going on here?
You know that film's not available. Is Todd is listening after all.
What do you think? I'm here.
I thought he was messing around with Griff over there. All right. So I thought he was recording two shows at once. He's got Griff on one mic over there. He's got us over here. Goblin. That's not on DVD. So even if you wanted to see the lack of sex scenes in Goblin, you wouldn't be able to find it unless you shell out big bucks for the VHS.
Exactly. You just have to track somebody down with an original copy, perhaps, too.
I heard if you write the director of Goblin, he'll send you a copy for free.
It's not true. I will send you a copy of the tape with another movie on it.
With another, he's going to slip the, you know, Batman Begins in there. Yeah, another movie with no sex in it. None of the Batman films have sex in it. Jeez, as bad as the Tim Burton Batman series was, at least the guy had a love life.
Wait a second. I have a Batman film that has sex in it.
Oh?
Yes?
Oh, no, wait a second. Oh, maybe that's not... Maybe that's unauthorized.
Now, let me tell you something here.
The one with John Holmes?
The Tim Burton Batman movies were brilliant. You're thinking of Joel Schumacher. He sucked.
At least his films had a sexuality to it, as homo as it was. And if that's your thing, fine. But, you know, at least the men were men in that movie. Jeez.
Were they?
Talk about neutering the ultimate crime fighter, Chris Nolan.
I'm being pleasantly quiet.
Straight from the topic of nudity.
That's number 7, I say. Batman Begins.
No, number 7 is Zombie Rampage.
Zombie Rampage.
Yep, 1989.
Okay. I've never seen that one. It sounds like a real clunker, though.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, is that a movie?
Correct, yeah, it's a movie.
Oh, Lord. What are you people trying to do?
It's like the voice of G-D.
Whose voice is that? Who's complaining? Todd, is that you?
Yeah.
It's Todd Sheets.
This is not the list from last time. This is not a recap of the movies from last time. This is something else entirely. This is scary, frightening.
No, it is. What are you talking about?
This is not. This is not.
Todd, I have nothing to do with this. I didn't even have time to prep and talk to her. I was so busy today.
Somehow I smell a rat, and his name's Rob.
Wait a minute now. We have one dedicated rat on this show, and it's not me.
I don't
Who's
buy
that.
Who's that, Mr. Ree? It's Mr. Ree!
What?
That Mr. ratty Ree. Little bastard.
Mr. Ree is innocent.
I you know what, Todd? You know what I think's happening here? Let me break it down for you. Leah Love now has her own show, so she doesn't need me. I'm a nobody, you know. Just cramped Sunday night, late night crap. Nobody listens but the wayward Christians to this show after their
preachers
gone.
It is funny that you mentioned that, because at 10 o'clock on Sunday, I did turn into your show and I didn't hear it.
Well, that's a different story. Forget about that. Now listen, that's because I was in the toilet, okay, and I couldn't do the show, okay?
Right.
Check the archives, though.
Yeah, it was there, but it was only playing. It wasn't playing on the East Coast because of our server. Yeah, we did that whole thing on Facebook.
Yeah, we did that on Facebook, you know. Check Facebook, Leah. Come on.
Let's work with us here. Work with us.
I wish I could. I wish I could check Facebook.
It turned out that instead of being on the show right now, is that what you mean? It turns out that the Movies Hate You show did not play in some markets last week, but it did play in our Asian markets, actually. So if you were in China, you heard it. Now, we couldn't get it in America, but in China, you could get it.
It worked out good for everyone.
Worked out good for everyone, especially the Chinese.
What about the Korean markets? We have a lot of Korean markets in my neighborhood.
We actually have a station in North Korea.
Mm.
We do.
That's how it all works.
It's called the Movies Kill You show.
It is.
Because if you make one, we kill you.
It's about ready to be called the Rob Get On With The Show show.
Yeah, we are off topic. I've created dead air here with my lousy humor. What are we on?
Right?
Are we on number? Are we on number two now? Wait, what number are we on? Oh, Leah Love, are you still there?
I'm here.
Are we still doing this show?
What number are we on?
No, this show is number two.
Number six. I believe we're at number six.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so wait, let's recap for those just tuning in North Korea. All right, number 10 is Goth Kill.
Where are we?
Very underrated independent film, you know. Anyway, with Mistress Julia from Fuse. Number 9 is a combination of Zombie, Bloodbath 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Correct.
Number 8 is a film called Goblin, not to be confused with the band who did the soundtrack for all those cool Italian movies you masturbate over.
Correct.
All right. Number 7 is something called Zombie Rampage.
Yes.
I'm sensing a theme here with all these films. Zombies.
Okay. Zombies are hot.
Okay. Now, zombies are hot. Do zombies have sex, Leah? You're a sexpert.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Can
the only problem is sometimes if you have sex with a zombie, parts fall off.
Okay. Now, could a non-zombie have sex with a zombie?
Yes.
Now, wouldn't that be like, let's say, a male living, breathing human being who's not a zombie decided to have sex with a zombie girl?
Yes.
Would not her rigor mortis kind of entrap him and maybe castrate him?
That possibly, but then she would bite him and he would turn into a zombie and they would be fused like that until his zombification was complete.
But what if you had something covering her mouth so there couldn't be no biting?
Isn't scratching also a way to do it? Any drawing of the blood? Any infection
now,
of the blood?
Please don't show your lack of zombie knowledge. Can a zombie scratch turn you into a zombie, Mr. Ree?
I don't know. I tell you what, I'm getting a little bit of a rigor mortis just listening to all this zombie topic. Can you have partial rigor mortis?
That's just your excitement over being on this show, my friend. That is not rigor mortis.
It's not rigor mortis. No. Well,
that is your excitement in being in the presence of Leah Love.
Oh, Mr. Ree, that happens to everybody, partial rigor mortis.
Oh, it does. Oh, that's good. Oh, good. It never happened to me.
About it. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah.
Okay. What about impartial rigor mortis?
I'm just gonna rub this a little bit and see if that helps.
If you rub, like in that film Return of the Living Dead, if you rub and crank the rigor mortis, you get it, work it right out of the corpse.
Right, just work it right out.
Out of there. You might need a hand. You might want to ask somebody nearby to give you a hand. Just working it right out of there.
An actual.
Okay, I'm just gonna open a window here.
Yeah, all right, good.
Guys, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, there might be some kids hanging around or something, you know, be careful.
Okay.
All right, so should we break free from the zombie theme?
Well, what's number 6?
Heart Like a Wheel.
Heart Like a Wheel. Why is there no sex in it? I've always asked myself that. What is this film?
I know you have. Bonnie Bedelia's in it. Isn't she your girlfriend?
She is. I'm dating Bonnie Bedelia. if no one knew, the secret's out. Bonnie Bedelia is right here, actually, but she can't speak right now because she's a zombie and I have muzzled her mouth.
I think we did discuss that one. So number five, though, is Death
I think
Wish.
Once when I was 20, I said I thought she was hot. And now, 50 years later, you've thrown it in my face. Thank you. Okay.
She's still hot.
Whatever. I don't even know what she looks like now. But anyway, it's okay.
So number six. Five then is six was Heart Like a Wheel. Five was Death Wish.
Death Wish?
Yes, Charles Bronson.
Death Wish.
Correct.
Doesn't have enough sex in it.
No, it would totally benefit from a sex scene.
Why?
Doesn't every movie benefit from some kind of a sex scene?
You tell me.
I just did. You're asking me. Yes.
Death Wish.
Couldn't you imagine, like, Charles Bronson? I mean, isn't his actual real-life wife in that flick? And there's all this violence, and there's this vigilante stuff, and there's nothing kind of sensual or sexual in it at all. How are you going to get... How is somebody going to go down on you in a movie theater during that movie?
Well, couldn't you say that every time he fires his gun, that's him climaxing? That's him letting off his tension and frustration into the wild of humanity?
Why, yes, we could.
Right, so you could say it's sexual in a roundabout way.
No, we want Bush.
Bush in Death Wish. Isn't there a rape in that movie? I mean, was that not enough for you?
No, that was not enough.
That just was the tip of the iceberg for you.
Yes,
Mr. Ree, are you a Death Wish fan?
I am a Death Wish fan. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Lawrence Fishburne the rapist in the first movie, or is it Jeff Goldblum? They're both rapists, right?
Jeff Goldblum's in the first one. I think Lawrence Fishburne's in the second one.
The second one, but they each play a rapist, correct?
Mayhaps.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and what's your point?
My point is Jeff Goldblum is hot.
Sure.
I don't know.
This is like the retro hot show. It's like, yeah, Jeff Goldblum and Bonnie Bedelia are hot. That's what we've come to the conclusion here at this cutting edge show.
I agree, Mr. Ree, and you are correct. And Jeff Goldblum is still hot to this day.
Thank you.
But Mr. Ree, is Death Wish void of enough? There's no sexuality, and there's no Charles Bronson doesn't go to a hooker and then kill her or something. You know what I mean? Does he wants to go out and shoot people, but he decides, you know what? I'm just going to have sex, and that's going to be enough for me tonight. I mean, is that missing from the film?
Yeah, I think the only nudity really is during the rape scene is his daughter being raped. Isn't that right?
Leah? Leah's the expert on Death Wish. She's got it all figured out. Let her tell you.
Well, I'm not necessarily just speaking about nudity. And I'm not necessarily speaking about rape, because I'm just talking about a straight sex scene. Something to kind of cleanse the palate, if you will.
Aha.
Sensuality.
I'm a chick, dude.
Take us out of this male violent world for a moment, and let's see the softer side of Paul Kersey.
Doesn't even have to be softer. It could be barnyard sex. Doesn't have to be soft. Doesn't have to be rains and roses and rainbows and things.
I'm not feeling it. I think certain films have to tell a certain story a certain way.
Nope.
Every movie needs a sex scene.
What I'm going for right now. You want to hear what number four is?
That's like saying every movie needs a montage of people trying on clothes. It's just not true.
A montage.
You love to see a naked girl. Of course, any movie would benefit from that. It doesn't mean it's necessary for the plot. But anyway, we'll get back to Death Wish. What about its what's the follow up to Death Wish, Mr. Ree, with Kevin Bacon? Wasn't that based on the second book in that series? Death Warrant? Was that the name of it? No, or was that the Van Damme film?
Oh dear.
Death Sentence. There is a sequel. The original book that the film is based on, Death Wish, there was a sequel called Death Sentence, which is actually an anti-gun. It kind of totally negates the first film. I guess the writer felt guilty. And there was a film made within the last 10 years with Kevin Bacon where he, you know, has the same thing happen to him, and it's sort of a Death Wish reboot of sorts. Anyway, let's hope they reboot Death Wish with Sylvester Stallone, as has been rumored, and maybe there'll be sex in it.
Sylvester Stallone, that would be awful. We need the wrinkled, grizzled Charles Bronson. Sylvester Stallone has plastic surgery. He looks like an old drag queen.
You don't find that sexy?
No.
What if he has sex? I'm sure he has sex, but what if he has sex in the movie?
As we know, you don't have to be sexy to have sex.
What if it's Mickey Rourke instead of Sylvester Stallone in that role?
Dear God, another pulled skin
type. What if Sylvester Stallone and Mickey Rourke have sex in a movie?
Oh, I'm all up. I'm all in.
Oh yeah, okay, there you go. So we figured you out. Now, what is number five?
Number four, dear.
Number four. What is number 4.5?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, I agree.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
It's a great movie, and it doesn't need a sex scene.
Oh, Todd, shut up.
Oh, sorry. Damn, I got slapped around. Do you hear that?
You love Damn. It.
Hey, shouldn't we, since we're airing on Sunday night, shouldn't we be giving, like, the Super Bowl post-game report, Mr. Ree, instead of all this nonsense about sex with Sylvester Stallone?
Giants
won. Can you believe that game?
That game was incredible, man. When the birds swooped down and pecked out the eyeballs of the quarterback.
No, he pecked out the eyeballs of Madonna.
Oh, no, leave Madonna alone.
She did the halftime show. Wasn't she fabulous?
I know she did. I watched it. She was awesome, especially when her top fell off and we got boobies.
Boobles. Googles of boobles.
Googles of boobles.
I don't know what the hell you guys watched, but what I saw was pretty damn boring.
I wish they would have brought back The Who, you know?
I love The Who.
Who?
I like Up With People. Right? Where? Up With People. The perfect halftime show.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. What about those crazy commercials, man? Speaking of The Breakfast Club, did you see that Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller reboot commercial, man? Wasn't that crazy?
Sorely needed Cameron.
Yeah. Sorely needed that car. I mean, the real car. That wasn't the real car from the movie.
Now, Ferris Bueller would have benefited from a sex scene. What did we see? Mia Sara after that? One other film? Legend, was it, or something?
Now, that brings up an interesting point. Has Matthew Broderick ever had a sexual scene in any movie? Yes, Biloxi Blues. He went to a hooker. But besides that, he's not really a sexual guy. I mean, he's kind of asexual.
No. Ferris
Bueller? Have you seen with Harvey Fierstein in Torch Song Trilogy? Not a sex scene, really, but like a kissing. I think they kiss.
I missed that movie for some reason. Did you have a copy of that you can loan Todd?
Why do I need it?
Oh, it's in your gay section, Rob.
Research for the show, Todd.
I know where it is. I'll show you later. I know exactly
you
where
show
it is.
Me later. I have it. It's in my who? It's in my
your
what?
Gay section.
My gate? I don't have a gate.
Oh, you got more gates than you know, and you're going to have another one if you keep trying to push that on me.
Mr. Reed does have a kind of a weird gait when he walks, but we don't need to know that because this is the radio.
That's just the rigor mortis.
So Matthew Broderick is gay? Is that what you're saying, Mr. Reed?
Well, have you seen his wife?
Wait a minute. He's married to a woman.
Yeah, have you seen his wife?
Didn't she do a TV show at some point? Oh, yes, she was the
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Parker,
yes. I know his wife. She was the boy on that show, Square Pegs, right?
I think so. Yeah, I saw her on the street one time, and I said, "Hey, why the long face?"
Ah, and, yes.
Did you just say Sarah Michelle Gellar?
I don't know what I said. Sarah Jessica
Parker. Yeah, it's stupid. Sarah Gellar is the one from the Underworld movies that fights the vampires.
That's Kate Beckinsale.
What?
That's Kate Beckinsale.
She's laughing. I don't know what she's saying. Regardless, women are just meat on this show, so we just know them by the movies they're in. We don't know their names. The one in this movie, the one in that movie, the one who takes her top off, the one who doesn't. I mean,
Here's the thing, though. Molly Ringwald, I don't think we've ever seen her boobs. She only had one romantic scene. No, but you don't see her boobs. She's covered over with a horse blanket in the stable.
She stole it from Sarah Jessica Parker, who needs it all the time.
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry.
So that's an interesting question. For a different time, but a list of who have we never seen naked that we want to see naked.
Ah, yes. I like that.
Who's got that list? I was just thinking of Molly Ringwald, and I think she'd probably be
You're about the only one in America, my friend.
Yeah. No, Molly Ringwald? Oh, I was crazy about her when I was 15.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Todd, what were you, like an Ally Sheedy type?
I mean, I guess I was a nerd. I didn't really think of that kind of stuff. I didn't go, oh, man, I really wish I could see this chick naked. I just was like, hey, I like the character, or I don't like the character.
When you're 15...
Nerd alert!
When you saw The Breakfast Club, Todd, you were thinking about, like, oh, I'd like to meet that character and have a coffee with her.
I didn't say I wanted coffee, but, you know, it's like, I thought to myself, The Breakfast Club is an awesome movie because it really kind of touched home for that era. And there were a lot of people like that in school. Like, every one of those characters, you knew someone like that. And the thing I thought was cool was because, like, the Molly Ringwald character, I didn't want to, like, bone her or see her naked. I just was like, you know, I knew chicks like that in school, and they were annoying. But at the same time, that movie made you stop and think, you know, maybe there is something there. Maybe I shouldn't be so harsh and throw pentagrams at him in the hall. I mean, I don't know. Something told me that there was a better thing there. Then the Ally Sheedy character was like some of my friends in school, and I was like, you know, That's a lot like the character. The character's a lot like my friends. Now, I never wanted to see him naked, and it didn't change it just because Ally Sheedy was playing the part. You see what I'm saying? I was a nerd, so I looked at things from the personal point of view, and I thought that movie was a classic. The only thing that was missing was a guy wearing human skin faces and a chainsaw.
That was in your childhood.
No, and a sex scene between Judd Nelson and Molly Ringwald in the room that he was locked into.
I'm glad there wasn't one because the tension made it more palpable.
No, there would have been tension anyway, because if they had had sex, then it still would have been left up. Did he use her for sex, and therefore he's still not going to talk to her on Monday? Mm. Or did he really love her and have sex, and therefore he'd be more likely to still talk to her on Monday? It would have retained the tension. That's what's brilliant about that being on the list.
I tend to agree with you. I think we needed to see them go ahead, because I think the one thing John Hughes missed in all his films, as good as some of them are, is that teens do drugs and drink and have sex more than those films will let you think. Especially then, when I was 15, I was John Bender. I'm sure Todd was, and many people listening, was the John Bender. And you always wanted that preppy girl or that cheerleader. And yes, you would have gone for it. Given that high on pot in that closet, you would have gone for it. I would have gone for it. And maybe it wouldn't have worked. Yeah.
Did she go see Star Wars, Todd?
Yeah, he took a girl to see Star Wars. That was his first time.
Nope, because you do not take a date to Star Wars, because then she's going to try to, like, kiss you or something, and she's going to take away from the damn movie, because when you go see Star Wars, it's blasphemy to have someone be trying to jump on your junk while Star Wars is on the screen. And come on, guys, we all know that.
What if she's dressed like Leia in the slave girl outfit?
It doesn't matter. The point is, you don't interrupt Star Wars for any reason. That's blasphemy, man. Come on.
I love this.
This has got to be a put on. You're kidding me, Todd.
No. That's why, like, very few times did I ever take a girl to a drive-in, because I went to the drive-in movie to watch the damn movie. I mean, that's the only place you could see movies. Like, you could never go see a movie like Driller Killer or Gates of Hell or Dr. Butcher MD. You're not going to see those at most multiplexes, even though we had one here that did play those, like the indoor multiplex grindhouse thing. You went to the drive-in to see those. And if some chick's all over your junk, how the hell are you going to see Dr. Butcher MD? It's going to be gone in a week. You'll never see it. And
those movies were made for your junk to get played with in the car. They didn't make those.
No, that's what movies like Beast in the Cellar were for, okay? Beast in the Cellar was the kind of movie you went to and you went, oh, God, I wish I had someone to play with my junk in the car, because that movie sucks so bad. But Dr. Butcher MD, you have to pay attention to, or you'd never see, like, the arm shoot off when the guy landed on the concrete after jumping out the window. You have to be able to pay attention for these fine details.
Todd, you're not still a virgin, are you?
I mean,
it's none of my business, but I'm just, if the answer is yes, I have a suggestion.
I have two kids. That's
they could be adopted.
Sometimes I bet they wish they were.
What was playing those two times?
Yeah. What was playing when you conceived your children? What was on the drive-in screen? Yeah, Steel Magnolias.
I was not doing anything at the drive-in.
Howard the Duck was at the drive-in. When he
was... I did make out during the Nightmare on Elm Street 2. I thought that movie was kind of bad, so I did make out during that.
Oh, the gay one. Nightmare on Elm Street 2, the gay one.
No, Freddy's tongue was right in between that hot redhead's boobs.
Man,
it's the gay one because the director is gay and the lead's gay, right? Is that why you're calling it the gay one?
Yes, but nonetheless, boobs, tongue.
That's the reputation that the fan world has given it. I didn't even catch that when I saw it whenever on video. I didn't see it in theater, but I just thought it was a crappy movie. I never gave it
any more.
All
right, moving right along here to number 3?
Yeah, moving right along. Yeah, that's us. That's this show. It should be called Moving Right Along, sponsored by BMovie.com. Moving right along. Here we are, Black History Month. Welcome back to Movies Hate You, sponsored by Mr. Ree.
Afros Hate You, sponsored by Mr. Ree.
Afros Hate You.
Well, in honor of Black History Month, number 3, my number 3 pick under the top 10 movies that would benefit from having a sex scene, Eddie Murphy Raw.
Eddie Murphy Raw needs a sex scene. It, you know, it's a film. You're not confusing it with like The Clumps or something, right?
Yeah, that
No, I'm sorry, I mixed that up with Best Defense. No,
Eddie Murphy, Best Defense, and the tank. Him and
Dudley Moore in the tank.
I saw that in the theater. You want to talk about a nerd?
That's a waste of life, right there. Jeez.
Eddie Murphy Raw concert film, backstage hookers.
But that movie's raw. It's one of the filthiest stand-up performances ever filmed.
But not as good as Delirious.
Well, that's we can argue that for another hour. But I'm saying that why would the stand-up performance need a sex? It's not even in context. That's like saying, oh, Leah Love, I found your home videos from when you were growing up, and your parents didn't have sex in it. I'm mad.
I disagree because the same way that Metallica or Def Leppard would make like a full-length music video and it would be a concert and they would have all the hot chicks under the stage, when somebody's doing a solo, they would go backstage and get their rocks off by a hot hooker.
This is speculation. You don't know they did that.
It is totally not speculation. Oh, please. So what Eddie Murphy could have done the same thing. He was all coked up. He was, in a leather suit, all sweaty.
He could have
gone backstage. Yeah, gone backstage, gotten his rocks off from a hooker or a groupie.
Or a tranny.
Apparently so.
I'm just saying that's what they said in the paper.
Allegedly.
He was giving her a ride, right?
Thank you for supporting Eddie Murphy, because nobody's doing that.
Mr. Ree, you've given a couple of she-males a ride in your life, haven't you?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Wait, I'm against this one. Now, I totally agree with you on The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Because I think I projected my own life onto The Breakfast Club when I was young, and maybe I still do to this day. But Eddie Murphy Raw, it's a historical document of a live performance. It's not a film, so to speak. It's a film. It has a running time of a film, but it is, the content is not cinema.
Released in the theater, had a red carpet opening. You could go to the movie theater to see it. Film. Top 10 films that would benefit from having a sex scene. Eddie Murphy Raw, number 3. I stand by it.
I think I'd rather see nudity on Monday Night Raw.
What? The wrestling show? Yeah, I thought that was the thing that's always been missing from wrestling is nudity. Like the pay-per-view events should have nudity and cursing, and the show they put on Channel 7 during the week for the kiddies should just be the, like, I'm going to smack you in the head stuff, and then they should get into the real raw stuff on, yeah.
Sure.
I agree with
but
you. I disagree with Leah Love, and I agree with Mr. Ree. China was in Playboy.
Yes.
And you can get a Playboy in China.
Oh, dear God.
You can't get Playboy in China, can you?
No, you can't. That was the joke.
If it's on the top shelf, you can't.
That's true. Or if you have to drive to get it. What is are we on number 1 yet?
Number 2.
Number 2.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. Of course. I should have thought of that. I don't even want to touch this one. Mr. Ree, take over.
Oh, that's one with all the fat chicks in it, right?
No, you're not thinking...
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Schindler's Lust.
Oh, yeah. I saw Schindler's Fist. Is that the same thing?
That's the other German movie, yes.
No. Yeah, that's the one you gave me, yeah.
Okay, I know we can come up with these porn names for Schindler's List all night, but really, why Schindler's List? Now you're getting into territory that's going to get your show, not this show, your show, Erotic Rhetoric, on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on Jackalope right here, your very own Jackalope Radio. You're going to get thrown off the air because you're messing with the wrong people. Now, why does Schindler's List need sex scenes and nudity and sensuality in it?
Why does it need that? Is that really...
Don't repeat the question. Just defend yourself.
Oh, I'm defending myself. Long, boring, black and white, death, trauma, tragedy, history, sex. I don't care who it was. Ray Fiennes, Liam Neeson, something. Some kind of sensuality. Actually, I've never seen it. I just threw that in there.
No. See how she backtracks out of it, Mr. Ree?
It's a bit of a downer.
She thinks about it while she's saying it, and then she goes, oh, you know what? I'm going to get fired. You know what? I just threw that in there to make you guys laugh.
I didn't think it would make you laugh. I'm glad you laughed, but I never saw it.
Yeah, I would say skip it. You know, I saw it, and I didn't laugh once. So, skip it.
Skip it!
Yeah.
All right, so we'll skip to number one, then.
Wait a minute. I'm
you're still trying to process?
I'm still processing. I want you to not run away from that one. Do you really mean that? Do you really mean it, Leah?
Dead silence.
Now, Mr. Reese always told me that Schindler's List needed more gore. But I've never heard this needed more nudity thing.
I stand by it.
I'm just saying.
Wasn't it like a 7-hour movie?
I think you're confusing it with Our Hitler.
How is somebody supposed to get their rocks off in the theater while that's playing? We need boobs.
Don't watch the screen.
You can still hear it.
But maybe...
Maybe if you go to it with Molly Ringwald. Maybe that would do it.
You mean move your thoughts to Molly Ringwald while Schindler's List is playing?
Or the redhead from Nightmare on Elm Street 2. She was hot.
With the boobs and the tongue. You sure you're not confusing that with your own drive-in experience? Was this in the film? Leah Love, the sexpert, our special guest tonight on the Movies Hate You show. That's right, Leah Love from the Erotic Rhetoric show. And Mr. Ree... from the Movies Hate You show, because he doesn't have his own show. Because he's mine. He's mine.
Right.
Belongs to this show. He is our chattel right here at Movies Hate You. Until his contract is up, you can't have him, Sheets. He stays right here on this show.
Damn it.
Yeah.
A man of my word.
Yeah. Wait,
I don't know what that word is. Huh?
Wait,
I don't know what that word is.
Oh, but I was talking. I'm confused. Do we have a number one, Leah, before we run out of time and have to do a third visit? A fourth visit from you just to do number one?
Yes, the 3D concert movie from Hannah Montana.
I'm with you there.
Anybody see her recent pictorial where she was pretending to bite down on a giant cake that was in the shape of a black penis?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. It was a birthday cake for her boyfriend, I think, right?
For her boyfriend. So deal with it, Miley.
Is he black, the boyfriend?
Nope, Australian.
Do you think he has penis envy?
Apparently. They made him a cake, a black cake.
But are we sure this was a cake that was supposed to be a penis, or was the camera angle weird or something? You know what I mean? Like, you know how the media can contort the truth.
Would you like me to send you the photo?
I don't really want to see it, to be honest with you.
You should see it. It's a picture to behold.
Now, Miley Cyrus, she's the one that shaved her head, right?
Right, the bottom half, the undercarriage.
Oh, she shaved. How do you know these things?
Wow.
These sexperts get into all the nooks and crannies of entertainment.
They do.
You didn't see a photo of her getting out of a car with her crotch exposed?
I thought that was Courtney Love. Who's the one that was going to play Linda Lovelace but then was fired? Leah Love Lohan? Lindsay Love, the Lindsay. Host of Erotic Rhetoric on Jackalope 105 please. FM.
After I finish my my community service.
So we've seen her beaver before, haven't we?
Oh, good.
We have. Did you see the Playboy, the recent Playboy? Maybe we talked about this.
Is Miley Cyrus in it?
Not yet. Okay. I give her another year or two.
Another year. I'm with you, Mr. Ree.
Rob, Pete told me to let you know that you need a wrap because your three listeners won't care.
Oh, thank you, Pete. Thank you so much. And I hope I can count on Pete as one of those three. Or at least 0.5 of one of those three. Tell Pete, just take another bong hit, and we'll be right with him.
He said New York City mass transit sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Can I hijack his show? Is that possible? Can you patch him in here? Can you just patch him in so I can tell him to go to hell and then hang up on him?
That isn't right.
We love Pete. You know what? I tell you what, Leah Love, you owe 42nd Street Pete a back rub.
How about a foot rub?
Anything you want. You know why? Because it's because of 42nd Street Pete and the Grindhouse Saturday Night Experience, 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse, that Movies Hate You exists. I spawned from his show, or should I say from him, and you spawned from me.
Spawned?
All in the family.
All in the family. This is one big, happy, incestuous family here at Jackalope.
We do have only like 4 minutes left, though, so I would say...
That's all right. I'm wrapping it up. Number one is Schindler's List, right? And number two is Goth Kill, right? Where are we at? Are we on number seven yet? Did we get to 15? Did we do number one yet?
Zombies. Yes, Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah, Hannah Montana. You're a bunch of pedophiles, and I'm not even going to get involved in that one because I don't even know who she is. It's country western. Is that country western music? Remember when they used to call it country western music? Is that country western? Hello? Anyone?
I stay away from anything with those two words.
There's going to be country western in a new Batman movie, I heard. Earl Haggard's going to do the closing theme when Batman dies. Oh, shouldn't have told Todd that.
Batman is not dying, fool.
No, he isn't. In Nolan's version, he is, because I saw the script. I'm sorry.
You're wrong.
About the Ranger show. I'll come on Night Watch and tell you all about the new Batman movie.
You're such a turd.
Come on. We love you, Todd. We got to bust you.
I do love you, Todd.
I'm glad. Someone's got to show me some love around here. I get nothing but evil from Rob.
You're one of my favorites.
Well, thank you. Rob, you have about a minute and a half.
All right. Let's wrap this up, guys. Leah Love, thank you for coming in, finishing the unfinished business, the top 10 movies that need a sex scene. And while I don't agree with you on every single one, I do respect you and what you do and what you're doing here on Jackalope on the brand new Erotic Rhetoric show Thursday nights at 9. Mr. Ree,
yes.
my loyal sidekick, my loyal Asian valet, I you call me that again and we're going to have trouble. Thank you, as always, for sitting in with us. And we did not get to your DVD reviews, but we will, next episode, do all DVD reviews with Mr. Ree. So tune in for that. This is Movies Hate You, sponsored by BMovie.com. Check them out. Buy some stuff so we don't get canned. Todd Sheets, our producer, as always, a good sport and a gentleman. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Leah, did I miss anything? Do you want to say something? Give a plug before you go? Oh, sorry, we have no time.
Good night.
You'll have to tune into her show to hear her. Movies Hate You. Good night, fanboys.
What music they need.